May 22nd, 2023, half past 445, episode 445, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? Georgia inmate tunnels through wall in jail to stab man in neighboring cell. When I caught the story back in March about the two Virginia inmates that dug their way out of the jail using a toothbrush, that spoke volumes to me about the actual conditions of the prisons and jails across the country. The only difference is those guys went to IHOP, man. They went and got waffles. This guy dug a hole in the jail to stay in the jail. Smooth move. A Georgia inmate tunneled through a jail wall and stabbed another prisoner in Fulton County last week. Kavian Thomas reportedly carved out a hole in the wall of a shower stall at the Rice Street facility, allowing him access to the adjacent cell block. That had to take massive amounts of time. Who didn't notice this? Thomas then successfully gained access to fellow inmate Deronnie Russell's cell, stabbing him several times. I have so many questions because this didn't happen overnight. Even with help, this didn't happen in a day. So who was sleeping on their feet that this went unnoticed for so long? Two, did this guy have a blueprint of the jail to know exactly who was on the other side of the shower? And three, was the other inmate surprised as hell when he was getting money on his bunk in the middle of the night and someone came crashing through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man? The Fulton County Sheriff's Office said the victim has sustained superficial stab wounds to his upper body and received treatment from the jail's medical unit. He's gonna sue their ass. Thomas was serving time for theft of stolen property, possession, transport of a firearm by a convicted felon, and possession of marijuana, according to court records. And I honestly think that's irrelevant. I'll tell you why in a second. The sheriff's office said Thomas will face additional criminal charges for the attack because the legal system did their part, the justice system did their part, due process and what have you. It doesn't matter what he was in there for. What matters is how can an inmate so easily use a primitive stone age tool to gain access to other parts of the jail to cause harm to another inmate? Somebody's going to get canned and then they're going to have to cut the check. An inspection of both men's cells following the incident revealed contraband and several weapons made from parts of the dilapidated building infrastructure in each. The jail has clearly outlived its useful life, interim Fulton County Jail Commander Curtis Clark said in a press release. Similar to the Virginia inmates that escaped and went to go get the pancakes, they used a toothbrush and whatever else they could to chip away at it until they got to the rebar. Then once they got to the rebar, they used that to finish the job. The inmates are literally using your own building against you. That reality makes it even more challenging. Challenging, buddy. This is beyond challenging. This is life or death. They're playing for keeps for us to do our job, providing the safest possible environment not only for staff, but for the inmates as well. The two men's prison zones, each containing 18 separate cells, were supposed to be separated by two heavy locking metal doors. What's hilarious to me is that they still don't understand that the metal doors might be impenetrable, but the whole rest of the jail isn't. They're going to chip around everything and leave the metal doors standing alone. Speaking to ABC News, Mr. Clark said things of this nature happen far too often. Shanks were made from parts of the building, and idle mind is the devil's workshop, he added, while pointing out parts of the rundown building that could be used to create weapons. He sounds like this might be his last year. Let's get Mayor Kingstown on the line. Next up, man who crashed U-Haul truck into security barriers near White House charged with threatening the president. What we know, I'll tell you what I know, he's not getting that deposit back. Nope. And that's $40 per additional day, just starting his snowball of failures, and I can't wait to push it downhill. The U.S. Secret Service said that a 19-year-old man who rammed a U-Haul truck into the security gate outside the White House on Monday night has been charged with threatening the president. I don't care how anyone feels about any president, past, present, or future, this is way out of line. This is not how things are done. We don't throw tantrums just because our guy is not in the driver's seat this time. So my question is, who gave him his opinion? Who gave him his concept of how he should feel about our president of the United States? That man is 4 times your age. He knows more about politics than you do about wiping your own ass. The driver, identified as Cy Varshith Kandula of Chesterfield, Missouri, is facing several charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on the president, vice president, or family member. Basically, anyone that's under the protection of the Secret Service, the U.S. Park Police said. He also faces charges of assault with a dangerous weapon, trespassing, destruction of federal property, and reckless operation of a vehicle. Here it is. Under U.S. law, whoever knowingly and willfully threatens to kill, kidnap, or inflict bodily harm upon the president or anyone else protected by the Secret Service can be fined in prison for up to 5 years or get the package deal. Let's hope he gets the package deal, kids, of a fine plus jail time, and that fine is massive. The incident began just before 10 p.m. This is what you're doing at 10 o'clock on a Monday night. No girlfriend, no job, no nothing. Just angry when the truck crashed into security barriers on the north side of Lafayette Square in Washington, D.C., about a block from the White House. U.S. Park Police officers detained the driver and took him into custody. There were no injuries to Secret Service or White House personnel. Anthony Guglielmi, Chief of Communications for the Secret Service, said in a statement. You notice how I read no injuries to Secret Service, no injuries to White House personnel, but it didn't say no injuries to him. Nope, because with the suspension on a U-Haul truck, his back is probably screaming at him right now. Chris Sajobi, an airline pilot who lives in Washington, told Reuters that he had just finished jogging on the National Mall and was walking home when he heard a loud crash. Sajobi said the truck struck the barrier at least twice. I looked back and saw that the U-Haul van had rammed into the barricades. Sajobi said, after I saw it rammed again, I didn't want to be anywhere near the truck and left. This is clearly someone who didn't think this all the way through. Or whoever was doing the thinking for him knew he wasn't going to make it that far. Swastika flag recovered at the scene. Oh, the dark side of the force. I wonder if they'll get upset for me calling it dark. Footage of the aftermath posted to social media showed a park police officer packing up several pieces of evidence from the truck, including a flag with what appears to be a swastika on it, a black backpack, and a silver roll of duct tape. It also shows investigators using a remote control robot to pry open the truck's rear door. Doesn't someone with a name like Cy Varshith Kandula sound a little off-brand for the Nazis? But if you need a stunt dummy, why throw your own guys to the fire? The truck was deemed safe, and a preliminary investigation revealed that the driver may have intentionally struck the security barriers at Lafayette Square. Nothing gets past you. What gave it away? The second time he tried to ram the barrier? Guglielmi added in a tweet, the nearby Hay Adams Hotel was evacuated at the request of the Secret Service. A hotel employee told CNN, the exact location of President Biden at the time of the incident was unclear. Biden met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in the Oval Office hours earlier. In the grand scheme of things, what was really accomplished here? Absolutely nothing. This kid is going to get jail time. He's going to get a ton of fines, and he's going to be on a watch list indefinitely. And the Nazis are always going to be the Nazis. It's nothing but a blip in the news cycle. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Jusqu'à la prochaine fois.